The interesting and perhaps disturbing thing about these food and toilet waste transformation technologies and techniques and their application is that, as we said in the beginning of this presentation, there really isn't anything new about them. They were being done in many locations around the world for many hundreds of years, if not thousands. Solar hot water systems have been known for millennia, and parabolic concentrating solar dishes were commercially produced on an industrial scale and used to pump water and create electricity in Egypt in the early 1900s, and sold at a home scale in Florida and California in the early 1920s. Fuel cells, such as NASA uses on the space station, and which are used in hydrogen cars, were invented in 1839 by Sir William Grove. Stirling engines, aka heat engines, were invented in 1816. Wind generators for electricity first appeared in Scotland and the U.S. in 1887, and there were thousands across America up until the Highway Act of the 1950s when they were taken down and destroyed. And of course, as we've pointed out, biodigesters and vertical farming apparently go back to the time of the ancient Persians and Babylonians, and are arguably the oldest, simplest, and most practical of all the few Nexus technologies we know, since they could always have been built out of local materials and never relied on electricity, dynamos, copper wires, magnets, semiconductors, glass, metal, or plastic. You would think they would be unstoppable because they not only supply valuable services, but solve dire problems as well. One of my students, Kiwan Wang, reflected on our first class lecture and wrote to the class, "There are many examples in my life. In China, many farmers will take food waste and bury it in digesters. After a certain period of fermentation, the digesters will produce methane gas that is released through microbial action. Methane gas is used for cooking or heating water. This is what I know about Food and Energy Nexus from my life in China." In fact, this Nexus solution has been going on for so long in China that Marco Polo commented upon it when he returned along the Silk Road to Europe from the Orient in the 1300s. Yet so many of these ideas and technologies seem to have died in the modern era, making them now seem new. In new initiatives where people are unfamiliar or skeptical about a technology or idea, somebody has to assume the risks and the costs and endure the skepticism and even derision to get people to recognize the inherent value in the Nexus approach.